Getting local with the Green Divas, wherever you are. Join the conversation brought to you by the Daily Record's grassroots editors and, of course, the Green Divas radio show.
All right. So this week we're lucky enough to have Megan live with us. She's not cleaning up the trails.
Yeah, that was great calling last week.
That was fun. I was a little jealous. Like, I love Patriots Path, and there were some cute pictures of you all doing good.
It was fun to be there.
Yeah. Anyways.
You just give and give and give, don't you?
You gotta.
Absolutely.
You get back when you give so much.
Well, so this week you were busy editing and preparing for the section that was really dedicated a lot to CSAs.
A guide to CSAs, co-ops. Mm-hmm. Difference being that CSAs is community-supported agriculture.
Right.
So you buy shares from farms, and you get to pick up produce throughout the growing season. A co-op is a little bit different. You get to, usually they source from different places.
Right. Are there any storefront co-ops in Morris County? Does anybody know?
I've never found one.
Yeah, not that I know. I've heard of folks talking about either shifting the model, traditional model of retail more towards that, and groups of folks interested in doing it until they figure out how much work it takes.
I've had a fantasy of I used to run a co-op out of my garage in the early 90s. No, here.
Oh,
I used to run a storefront co-op up in the Berkshires in the 80s.
I used to do that in Wilmington, Delaware back in the 80s.
Well, you were the one that started it.
And I belonged to one in Chicago. The Rainbow Grocery was
a community center, and that's why I say I think I'm putting it out there right now. We need to think about getting one of these in our area, and many areas do have them. I mean, we have a local co-op out of a woman's garage, not mine right now, up in Booton Township. And it's lovely, and they're amazing, but I kind of miss that storefront thing.
So what were some of the new discoveries for you, Megan? What did you learn that you hadn't?
Well, there are Allstead Farms in Chester Township is adding eggs to their CSA.
Nice.
And another new thing was milk bottles. So you get a glass milk bottle that you return.
Wow. Just
really?
Like the old days.
Just like the old, except it's not delivered to your door.
Right.
You got to pick it up with your share or whatever, however you get it.
Well, the Allstead success, I think, is an indication of just the increase in demand. I mean, this is only, I think, their second year for their CSA.
Well, they're a very diversified farm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they have dairy going on. They have chickens and they've got cows, apparently, if they've got milk. Or are they bringing the milk in from some local?
I think we're talking about number of different sources.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Allstead, I think, is upwards of 700 members in only their second year of doing CSAs. I mean, they are what many of us would consider a huge farm when you look at it and experience it. But in the realm of, you know, commercial farming, we call it a big small farm.
But there's even smaller CSAs. Mm. There's a 40 share CSA in Mendham that I just joined, and I still can't wait to get my first share.
Yeah,
called
yeah.
Ralston Farms.
Yes.
Which is run by a 25-year-old farm food entrepreneur.
That's great.
Well, I think it's so exciting because the idea, the concept of a CSA is that you're investing, you know, in a local farmer. And they get what they need in the early part of the growing season when they really need that push, and then you benefit from it for the entire...
Well, yeah, and you're sharing the risk. I mean, obviously there's a little bit of risk if you have a bad growing season. Luckily, this year, it's really never ended.
There was a couple of years ago, I was a member of a co-op, a CSA, and there was a terrible tomato blight, and it really affected quite a few of the different plants, but obviously tomatoes. So.
And I love the idea of the Food Shed Alliance. There's this kind of a hybrid co-op, CSA.
The buying club they have.
Virtual Farmers Market, I think they are rebranding it.
Well, everybody can go to thedailyrecord.com/section/grassroots.
You can just do dailyrecord.com/grassroots.
That's how I do
it. Shortcut for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I'm looking at the URL here and I'm like, yeah, that's a lot. Why do we have to say section? So go find some great articles this week.
And buy the paper next Thursday.
Buy the paper next Thursday.
I buy many copies every week just to share with friends.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hip to that. So we'll support that. But that wraps up this week's version of...
Learn more about the Daily Record's grassroots section by going to dailyrecord.com and find other Gettin' Local segments and more at thegreendivas.com.